must be attitudes. Holy, happy, holy, happy. This ain't God wants you to know, babe. Eight ways to be. Blessed are the humble. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the gentle, of meek and lowly form. They'll be happy. You'll be happy. There's eight God wants you to know, babe. Eight ways to be. Eight ways to be. In Matthew, eight ways to be. In Matthew 5:2, go right there. Blessed are the thirsty for God's righteousness. Blessed are those with mercy. Mercy is what they'll get. In Matthew, eight ways to be. In Matthew 5:2, go right there. Blessed are the pure of heart and those who peace to make. Blessed are those who suffer for righteousness' sake. They'll be happy. You'll
Apologetics with an X, back on your ears for another week. Glad you could join us. Jerry Q, the DJ here, along with Apologetics lead singer lyricist Jay Jackson. Hello there, Jay.
Hi, Jerry. It's great to be back with you today. It's starting a new month, March 2024. It's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I thought that in celebration of the new month that we would do something special today on the show. Not that any of the other shows are not as special as this one, but just thought it'd be interesting if we would do number one songs from March over the years that we have spoofed. And so we're going to do them in chronological order today. And the earliest, so these are all songs that topped the Billboard Hot 100 in the month of March. That's when they reached their peak position. And so we started today with Eight Ways to Be, a parody of 8 Days a Week, which was number one on the Hot 100 in March 1965. And that's what we started with today. And the next set, we have a bunch from the 70s. They're all from March. And like I said, these are all coming in order. We have A Source with No Name. That's a parody of A Horse with No Name by America. And a number one song from March 1972. Then we have That Daughter. It's a parody of Black Water by the Doobie Brothers, a number one hit from 1975, March. Then we have December 5 or 6 BC, a parody of December 1963, a number one hit from March 1976. And then Grinch Girl, a parody of Rich Girl by Daryl Hall and John Oates, a number one hit from March 1977.
Well, I found me a wife and she's really good looking. Oh man, she's pretty, she's all that I dream. That Rachel's something, her daddy's real funky. But I wanna keep going on out just the same.
For that daughter, keep on going,
music in the crew. Keep on smiling for me.
For that daughter, keep on going.
Yes, I simply swoon when you keep on smiling for me.
For that daughter, keep on going.
Kiss you
your lips soon. Won't you keep on smiling for me? Yeah, keep on striving for wife. It's gonna take everything. And a papa's gonna take 7 years of my life. But I ain't stopping working, cause I'm paying for her ring a lot. Sweetheart and go out of town. Yeah, my papa did some funky switching and then I met the wrong one. And I ain't blind, but everybody thinks I'm done.
For that daughter, keep on going.
Missy, get your groom, won't you keep on smiling for me?
For that daughter, keep on going.
This could just resume in a week of time, you know me.
For that daughter, keep on going.
Make your sister move over, keep on smiling for me. Keep on striving for wife. Gonna take everything. And I think it's gonna bring 7 years more strife. But I ain't stopping working, cause I'm paying for
Strive again, man, make me strive again with your papa.
Gonna scram since your daddy
done me wrong. Yes, he's done me wrong.
I like to have some fun and ditch this land, but your papa wants to make me strive again.
Strive again, man, make me strive again with your papa.
Gonna scram since your daddy
done me wrong. Yes, he's done me wrong.
I like to have some fun and ditch this land, but your papa wants to make me strive again.
Strive again, man, make me strive again with your papa.
Gonna scram since your daddy
done me wrong.
I like to have some fun and ditch this land, but your Bible wants to make me strive.
Come on, Rachel.
Come on, Rachel.
Yes, he's done me wrong.
I can have some fun and ditch this land, but your Bible wants to make me strive again.
December or July. just arrived and died. And the guy who tried to find the right time when Christ had died and designed the timeline with BC and AD. Should get a BC or a D for sloppy math. Maybe a new abacus on top of that.
Oh, wow. Colossians 2:16, let no one judge you in regard to Sabbaths, holidays, or what's good food. Oh, holy night, put the tinsel on the tree tonight. Read along in Romans 14:5. Celebrate it when you like.
Death. He's a powerful shepherd in December or whatever date the calendar sets. I think I counted 11 months without it, and yet the Christmas holiday gets a vast amount of attention. So I thought I would mention that we don't know just when the holy blessed event took place. It might have been May. The Bible ain't specific about the month or day. With Orthodox, Christmas is January 6th. For most of us, Christians, December 25th. But the most important thing is that Christ is Lord and King, and that's all the more reason to exalt the Lord Jesus in all the four seasons.
You don't enjoy Santa anyway. You can deny that the snowman's coming. You can deny, but your nose is running. There's a glitch, girl, and it's all too hard, cause you know you grow sadder every day. You can spend Hanukkah alone in your new car. Get your guitar.
Hey, you know, I don't know about the rest of you, but when I hear songs in the background of various businesses I frequent and think about the apologetics parodied words instead of the original song lyrics of time. But again, Jay, I've been doing the show with you, about 6 years now, right?
That's right. 6 years, Jerry. It's been wonderful to do that with you. And thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to do that. I mean, met you, boy, gosh, almost a quarter century ago. I think it was like 2000. So here we are in 2024. And you're still putting up with us, and I really appreciate that. So we got some more number one hits from March. Now we're into the 80s. We have March 1980, a song by Pink Floyd, another Brick in the Wall, Part 2. It's a parody called Kick in the Wall, Part 2. It's a about Joshua and the children of Israel going into the promised land against Jericho. Then we have Keep On Loving Ruth, a parody of Keep On Loving You, a parody of REO Speedwagon. And that was number one in 1981, March of 1981. Then we have I Love Rock and Roll by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, number one for 7 weeks in March of, starting in March of 1982. That's when I was graduating high school. And ours is called I Love Apostle Paul. And then we have Good News, a parody of Footloose by Kenny Loggins, which was number one in March of 1984.
Dark side cannot win the battle. We believe in Him alone. Just say, God will kick you in the wall. All in all, we'll just pray, God will kick you in the wall.
Everybody ready? We don't need no ammunition. Very good. Victory's in God's control. The dark side cannot win the battle. We believe in Him alone. Praise beat ya, even Jericho. Just pray, God will kick in the wall.
Known as a Moabite boy's lady, but she's sweet. emotions. The place we met, I can never forget. A stretch of land, sand in my dad had stored up for his son. Though I know I'm much older man, still that don't offend her. She was once very well before then, and she's still so tender. Then I met after her guy was dead, when she said that she'd follow and stand by his mother forever. And I'm gonna keep on loving her, 'cause she's the only single daughter too.
Apostle Paul, from Romans into Philemon, yes, and Sunday pews. Please, you need to only trust and believe. Jack is back, comes from the book that's black. You could use, everybody loves good news.
You know, you need to tell your friends about Apologetics for the Next and how you listen. And of course, that can be over the radio waves, or maybe it's binge listening to several of our shows over the internet. You know, you can find a whole year's worth of Apologetics for the Next shows on our flagship station website. That's at angel95fm.com. Angel95fm.com. Make sure you know how to spell angel. And if you miss a show or want to hear the mix again, we're here to accommodate.
That's right. That's angel with an A.
So, I'm thinking more like angle.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. You're exactly right. I wasn't even thinking about that. That's correct.
Yeah.
Wasn't looking at it from your angle, Angel. Yes. So Jerry's Angels. So then we have some more number one songs from March. We have March 1985. Can't Fight This Feeling by REO Speedwagon. Yes, our astute listeners will notice that REO Speedwagon, they only had two number one hits, and both of them happened in March. And this is the second one that happened in March 1985. The other one was March 1981. Can't Fight This Kneeling is our title. Theirs was Can't Fight This Feeling. Then we have, actually, the members of the band, from what I've read, referred to the song as That Stupid Ballad. And Kevin Cronin showed them because it ended up being their biggest hit of all, I believe. Then we have a parody of These Dreams by Heart, which was number one in 1986. Ours is called These Streams. It's about the Samaritan woman that Jesus spoke with. And we have Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley. It's a parody. It's called Heaven's Gonna Lift You Up. And Rick's was a number one song in 1988. Then we have Act Selfless, a parody of Black Velvet by Alanna Miles from Canada.
What started out as a has grown stronger. I only wish I had the strength to let him know. I tell myself, take a stand, it's now or never. I'd say there is good reason for my fear. And I feel more secure out here forever. Yet in his last directions, he made everything so
I'm getting by. Drink from near and far away. These dreams flow out. gonna live, heaven's gonna live. Heaven's gonna live, heaven's gonna live. We know you suffered for so long. Your heart was breaking, but you still died to save us. And Psalm 2 shows us you're still going strong. We know you came and you're Son of David. Like 2:10 Philippians, now I'm kneeling. Gonna praise you, Son.
Accept this when your soul suffers trials.
Apologetics for the next, and before we wrap up another show, tell our friends how they might stay in touch with what songs are coming out or how they might purchase a few of the entire library of tunes online.
Sure thing. Well, you know, all you got to do is remember to spell the name right, like they say. That's Apologetics with an X. And you can find us at our website, apologetics.com, you know, Facebook. Just look up Apologetics with an X. Go to iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, Pandora, wherever you get your digital music. Just remember to spell the name right, Apologetics with an X. And we're going to close today with our only, we've done a lot of parodies of songs from the 2000s, but this is the only one that went number one in March, and that was a song called Angel by Shaggy featuring Ravon, and that used elements of songs from Angel of the Morning, originally done by Mary Lee Rush and the Turnabouts, and redone by Juice Newton, and The Joker by Steve Miller, and ours is called Manger.
Now, song dedicated to all your husbands of Bethlehem looking for a nice place for your girl to bring her child into the world, living to all the hotels around the world. A stable environment with accommodations that they might have missed. Christmas when you play music like this. What?
Wah, 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 wah. Girl, use my manger for your darling angel. Cause you're then my sheep, you are to be. Mary showed you my stable for my farming animals. Girl, you must spend the night with these, maybe.
Life is one big party when there's children, but who's gonna have a bed for your small son? Yeah. It's all good that your little one's near, but can't find a room, crud, water broken, now what? Yeah. You can rush off to the place I mentioned, spend the night, save the money for the rent, and yeah, keep them here through your entire vacation. You won't need reservations, my barn's pretty vacant.
Girl, use my manger for your darling baby. Over where Bo Peep would want to be. Mary showed you my stable, it's a charming place. And girl, you'll make friends with cows and sheep, maybe.
Jar's clean and that's how you should be treated. Though you better get another one in Egypt. Yeah. Ruler of Bethlehem is conceited. Take it from me, kid, if he comes, beat it. But he's not gonna come tonight, there's no problem. Not till talking to some wise men, Herod's so dumb. Yeah. But the free room that I have for you is ho-hum. He could search for so long, I'd still never see your son.
Girl, use my manger for your darling baby. Clothe him with white sheets or else he'll freeze. Mary showed you my stable. What are all these angels? Girl, I might end up on my knees, maybe.
Girl, there's probably gonna be a crowd, so let me see your child.
He must be sent from up above.
And he appears to be so tender and so nice and friendly.
I think he's giving me a hug.
Girl, there's probably gonna be a crowd, so let me see your child.
He must be sent from up above.
And he appears to be so tender and so like the shepherd.
I'm thinking heaven he has come.
Tonight it's one big party cause it's God's son. But you'd better watch your back when it's all done. It's all good that your little one's here, but can't be a fool, hon. What about the law, mom? Yeah. You can call on divine intervention, but shiny light gives you very much attention. It could lead to my incarceration. I wanna tell the nations, but I think I'll wait some.
Girl, use my manger for your darling baby. Over where Bo Peep would want to be. Mary showed you my stable, it's a charming place. And girl, you'll make friends with cows and sheep.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.